This was a time that was very, very heavy on the people of Israel. They had been captive of Babylon for years. And life was so bad, they were just asking, where was God? So in our scripture this morning, the people are coming to the end of a long national crisis. These people have been struggling for a long time. There is in this passage a call to the prophet Isaiah to speak to people who have been in crisis. Proclaim a message, says the voice of God. Cry out, he says. And in response, Isaiah asks, what in the world can I cry out? And God's response is to make clear a message of comfort for those in crisis. Let's hear that word of God that we just read. Let's remember it. There was a story in one of Eli Wiesel's books. And it was a wonderful yet troubling story of a man who lived in Europe during the Second World War. This man is a Jew living in a community where the Nazis have invaded. This man was very devoted to God, but he also was a little bit crazy. The day the Nazis invaded, this man goes into hiding. And when it is safe to do so, he would come out of hiding, run to the synagogue, look up at the ceiling and shout, "You see, God? We're still here." I imagine with a thankful heart. So the Nazis invaded. The German army began a series of oppressive moves against the Jews. There were crackdowns on the population. Occasionally, a number of the Jews are rounded up and put on trains, never to be seen again. Each time this happens, this crazy little Jew goes into hiding. And when it's safe again to do so, he comes out of hiding, runs to the synagogue, looks up at the ceiling and shouts, "You see, God? We're still here." But eventually, after one crackdown after another, this crazy little man finds himself alone in his community. He's the last living Jew in town. As was his custom, as he felt it was safe, he came out of hiding. He walked into the synagogue. He looked up at the ceiling and he whispered, "You see, God? I'm still here." And after a moment's pause, he added, "But you, God, where are you?" I can only imagine the thoughts and the fear that the Jewish people had with the Nazi occupation. I can only imagine how difficult it was to maintain your faith. I can only imagine how difficult it was to be reminded that God was still here. I'm sure he wasn't the only Jew or the only person that was asking, "God, where are you?" On September 11, we woke up to a routine day. But it didn't stay routine for very long. First, one plane crashed into the World Trade Center and then another. There were reports of a plane crashing into the Pentagon. There were rumors about car bombs exploding outside the State Department. But none of the rumors were as bad as the reality. Many of you were probably watching as the two towers of one of the largest building complexes on Earth collapsed. Let me ask you, how many can recall exactly where you were and what you were doing when you got the news? Is there a hand that's not risen? You see my point? I remember I was in a restaurant with a sales rep that called on me, and he was buying my breakfast that morning. And they had the TV on, and it showed this second plane going into the World Trade Center. My first response was, another Pearl Harbor. But I would have never guessed that it would have been worse based on the number of lives that were lost. We were attacked. It was devastating. And 20 years later, we still have that fear of being attacked again. Some say it's just a matter of time. So is there any of you this morning that raise your hand and could remember where you were? Did any of you question God? Did any of you ask, where is God? Especially after we spent the rest of the day seeing images that were beyond comprehension? You see, when things are hard, when we are attacked, when we are oppressed, when something not very good happens to us, maybe just in losing a loved one, it's easy for us to say, where are you, God? Or it's easy for us to say, why me? And it's easy for us to forget where God is. And in all of this, many of us may have wondered, we're still here, God, but where are you? There are so many feelings that we were having at this time. Anger, of course. We feel anger and we felt rage. The nation is our home, either by birth or by choice, and it's been violated. Grief, naturally. Thousands have died, just shy of 3,000. Anxiety? How could we have not worried about what tomorrow might bring? What is the future of our nation? Is there going to be another attack tomorrow, or next week, or next month? Or 20 years later? We didn't know where this would lead us, but the worst feeling of all is the feeling that God wasn't paying attention. The feeling that he turned his back, that he was absent, that he removed his blessings from us. Don't kid yourself. I know every one of us here this morning had some of these feelings. Whenever there's a tragedy in our lives, we are haunted by the feeling that God may have deserted us. I remember in Vietnam, One of the first things we would do after a battle was have a memorial service for those that died. Right out in the jungle. The chaplain would have a cross that he would set up. The rifles of those that were killed were stacked together. Helmets and boots were set on the ground next to them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be perfectly honest. There were times in these memorial services that I asked, where was God? There were times just in the activities of war that it was easy to ask, where was God? The book of Job is all about a man by that name who suffered terribly. He loses his wealth and his property. He loses his sons in tragic deaths. He loses his health and endures a long and painful illness. Time and again, Job cries out to God in prayer. At one point, Job asks, "Why did you hide your face from me?" That's just another way of saying, "Where are you, God?" Later, he wants to talk to God face to face. And then he asks God a series of questions, and in frustration he says, "If only I knew where to find him." Now there are some of us that haven't even begun to suffer as much as Job did, and we ask that same question. The most discouraging feeling in the world is when you feel God has deserted you. Jesus Christ had that feeling. In the New Testament, it is the most discouraging moment that Jesus ever experienced. And while he was hanging on the cross, Jesus cries out a prayer. My God, why have you forsaken me?" That's another way of saying, "God, where are you?" On September 11, a similar question was asked. This time it was a woman covered in gray powder from concrete and dust. She had been near the World Trade Center when the two towers collapsed, and she addressed the reporter and said, "Where was God?" That question, "Where is God?" is a question that was being asked in our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah. And it is a rather natural question to ask at a time of crisis. You see, we were a nation in crisis. We were a nation in mourning. We are still a nation in crisis 20 years later. Look at what's going on. I mentioned earlier how we forgot. 20 years later, we've taken the Bible out of the schools. We've done everything we can to prevent people from reading the New Testament. We've ended up with a society that wants to defund the police. We've ended up with political leaders, government leaders that encourage violence in our cities, in our streets. I just got to believe that some of these victims of these actions are asking, "Where is God?" As strong as I think my faith is, I honestly think I would ask that same question under certain circumstances. In the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah, the prophet is told to proclaim a message and to announce a message of comfort to the people. So beginning in verse 1, the scripture says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." You see, that's a hard moment for Isaiah. He's told to proclaim a message of comfort most of us would like at a time of crisis to know why. What are you talking about? What have I just gone through? What have I just seen? What have I just experienced? And you want me to be comfortable? Most of us would like at a time of crisis to know why. Why did God allow this? How many have asked that question? Yeah, for sure. How does it fit into his plan? Isaiah wants to know what message will comfort the people. And the answer is in verse 9, "You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God." This is an incredible source of comfort, knowing that when you ask the question, why did God let this happen? Or where is God? The answer is very simple. Here is God. Even though it's hard for us to accept that, even though it's hard for us to believe that, that answer is true then, now, and any time in the future. God is here. The sad thing is that God is present with everyone, but not everyone realizes and experiences that presence. I pray every Sunday morning that the Holy Spirit fill this sanctuary. And then I continue with that prayer that each and every one of us would feel that presence. You see, the answer is the same. God is here. And we can feel that presence. We just need to look for it. We just need to put all of these bad things aside that we have experienced, whether it been this morning or yesterday or last week or 20 years ago, and accept the fact that God is here. The irony of our world is that we are all in the presence of God, but we don't let ourselves experience His comforting presence. We suffer alone without reason. God is right here in our mix, and many don't realize it, so they don't find comfort. Tragedies and crisis sufferings, they come and they change our lives forever, but the suffering does not last forever. Our reading from Isaiah said, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever." On September 12th, the stories that were shared were amazing. One person talked about going to a blood bank to donate at 8:20 a.m. and not leaving until after 1 p.m. The lines were that long. But this woman's determination to give was just exactly that great. Another talked about a relative who worked in the World Trade Center. And she said, "We haven't heard any word yet." Another talked about hearing about the attack and calling her mother right away so they could pray together a desperate prayer. And then hours later, hearing from a relative who worked at the Trade Center and who felt she was guided by an angel out of the building as it was being attacked. But the thread that runs through each of these stories was God. God is present. God listens to our prayers. God loves each and every one of us. When Isaiah asked God, "What shall I cry out?" God's response was, "Say to them, here is your God." In Isaiah, the crisis was coming to an end. For us, the crisis is just beginning. We don't know what will happen next. We don't know how all this will end up. But the comfort of this message remains forever. God is here, and God is with us. Thank you. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you.